You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So korora, or little penguins, are the smallest of the world's penguins, and they only weigh about a kilo, and they're only about 25 centimetres long, so depending on the length of your arm, probably about the length of your forearm, and they have these beautiful blue and white feathers. And as penguins, they're kind of near the top of the ocean food web because they eat lots of fish. So they play an important ecological role in the wider ocean ecosystem and in the Hauraki Gulf ecosystem. They're also kind of an indicator species. So there's this saying in Mātauranga Māori, which is he korora he tohu oranga, which means the penguin is a sign of life. And because penguins spend part of their time on land and part in the ocean, we can kind of look to them to see how the ocean is doing, how healthy it is. And so they're important in terms of the ocean food web and also telling us about what's happening in that food web. And all seabirds are also ecosystem engineers. So they go out, eat lots of fish, ingest all the nutrients, and then they deposit them on land, i.e. they poo, and that's an excellent fertilizer. So that's kind of the ecological importance and a little bit of Mātauranga. But I think they're also really important to our identity as New Zealanders because, you know, you don't need to go to Antarctica to see penguins. They're right here on our coastlines. There could be one being chased by police outside your local sushi shop, as happened in Wellington a couple of years ago. So, you know, I think that's pretty cool that New Zealanders can go out to a beach and potentially see a little penguin, and wouldn't that be great to keep them around?
Definitely, and they are very, very cute as well.
Yeah.
So what is the conservation status of korora in New Zealand and in the Hauraki Gulf?
Yeah, so korora are considered at risk of extinction by the Department of Conservation, and their populations are declining. So they used to be pretty common on our coastlines, but now they're mostly on offshore islands and a few places on the mainland. In the Hauraki Gulf, I think there are about 2,000 little penguins, but they're mostly on the islands and not so much on the mainland coastline anymore.
So what does this mean for the rest of our ecosystems if they're an ecological indicator?
We know that the Māori of the Hauraki Gulf, Te Kapa Moana, is not in great shape. And little penguins are kind of the canary in the coal mine, telling us that our oceans are a bit out of balance, and things like in the wider Hauraki Gulf ecosystem, the shellfish populations used to be sufficiently big that they would filter the water of the Hauraki Gulf 4.5 times every day. Yeah, as ecological indicators, the little penguins telling us that there's something not quite right in our ocean ecosystems, and we need to take action to fix that.
What are the threats at the moment to korora? Like, what are those things that you think are diminishing? I guess things that, from what I can tell, things that affect korora affect the whole ecosystem. And what are those forces?
Korora, because they live both on land and at sea, they face threats in both of those places. So at sea, they can be caught in set nets, and so they can be commercial fishing bycatch or fishing bycatch, and also fishing could affect their food sources. They could ingest plastic or other marine debris. And then, of course, climate change is having an effect with warming seas, meaning that the distribution and abundance of the food species that they rely on is shifting. And then on land, they're faced with their nests being destroyed to make way for coastal developments and urban expansion. And then there are also introduced mammalian predators, which can kill korora, so things like stoats, ferrets, cats, and actually especially dogs. So it's really important that when people are out walking their dogs near where korora live, that they keep their dogs on leash.
Are there any habitats, I guess particularly land habitats, in the Hauraki Gulf that stand out, you know, given that there are 2,000 of them, as of being of particular importance?
So the one that is on Waiheke Island in Putiki Bay is probably one of the largest breeding colonies on the inner Hauraki Gulf Islands. So a lot of the korora have been displaced from the mainland Auckland coastline as our city has expanded and humans have moved in, because we love, just like korora, we love our prime coastal property. The one on Waiheke Island in Putuki Bay is a significant population.
Yeah, and so I guess like that sort of development is really, I guess, then an existential threat to populations of korora in the Hauraki Gulf.
I guess Forest and Bird is not anti-development. We believe that, you know, development should be sustainable and shouldn't harm native wildlife. And our laws and decision makers should uphold those principles. We're in the midst of a biodiversity crisis, and so protecting what biodiversity we have left and restoring habitat so that we can get more of it back is really important.
You know, when you're talking about these types of issues, a lot of the times they either seem too big or too specific for the average person to get involved and help. What advice do you have for, say, the average listener in terms of how they can help save the korora and wider biodiversity in the Hauraki Gulf?
Simple things that people can do, as I mentioned, keep your dog on leash if you have a dog when you're at the beach or anywhere near where penguins live. You can get involved in predator control, so trapping for these introduced species like stoats can make a real big difference to our korora. Keep your cats inside is another one. So cats can kill little penguins. So, responsible cat ownership is a big part of keeping our little penguins and other native wildlife around. And then I guess there are some sort of bigger picture things that we can do to help korora and our Hauraki Gulf ecosystem. One of them would be asking the government to move to ecosystem-based fisheries management, and that's something that Forest and Bird has been working towards. And also taking climate action to mitigate the worst impacts, because as I said, these warming seas are going to have an effect on the prey species that our penguins rely on. So any action we can take to, keep warming to as little as possible will help our penguins and us.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.